to Hong Kong now, where the government is taking measures to stop the spread of coronavirus. On mainland China, more than 6,000 people have been diagnosed, and the death toll has risen to more than 130. The government in Hong Kong has now reduced travel to the mainland and urged people to work from home. NPR Global Health and Development reporter Jason Beaubien is there now. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
So we spoke to you on Monday. How has the level of response to the coronavirus changed in Hong Kong in the past couple of days?
It's definitely ramped up. The city is taking very aggressive measures, both to prepare for the potential rise in number of cases, to deal with suspected cases, and to try to keep the virus out of Hong Kong. They've shut down the high-speed rail link to China. They've canceled all the ferry service that goes to the mainland. They've slashed the buses and planes service by about half. And they've even closed down 6 of the 12 border crossing points that go in between Hong Kong and mainland China.
But not all of the ways to get in and out. And why is that?
Well, because Hong Kong is very dependent on mainland China. We actually had this one top health official yesterday, and he was talking about how Hong Kong has to make sure that it still has a food supply. The links between Hong Kong and China are immense, and so shutting down that border would be incredibly disruptive to life here, and so they're not going to do it lightly.
We're seeing scenes of crowded emergency rooms and frantic medical personnel from mainland China. What's the situation at hospitals there in Hong Kong?
Yeah, so Hong Kong is only actually dealing with a handful of actual confirmed cases. Yet the hospitals are already overwhelmed and stressed, and they're setting up new isolation wards. They've got dozens and dozens of suspected cases that show up every day. These people need to be isolated. They need to be tested for the virus. Those tests need to get sent to the lab. Somebody has to analyze them. Staff have to wear these special protective suits just to deal with the waiting room, with the triage people who are trying to screen people. Because the problem is some people just have the common cold, but they can't rule out that they may have this new coronavirus. Mm-hmm. The hospitals, they even set up a lottery system for the nurses to determine who has to work on these isolation wards.
Wow.
And they've put staff on these schedules where they're working 14 days on, and then they're going to get a single day off. So things are really quite tense in the hospitals here, even though we're still dealing with a fairly, you know, small number of actual confirmed cases.
Do you know if Hong Kong is considering setting up a site for quarantining sick people?
They actually have some campsites that they're going to be trying to use as quarantine zones. One other option that they had was a public housing tower. It was a high-rise building, and it had 900 apartments in it, yet the neighbors were so upset about this that they actually torched the building.
Oh,
and
wow.
Carrie Lam, the executive here in charge of Hong Kong, she was just criticizing these people for doing that yesterday. And they have banned people from Hubei province from coming in. And yet there are people here who say it's not enough. So it's a fairly contentious situation between Carrie Lam and the people who are saying that she should be doing more.
I want to ask you about something else. You went to a seafood market in Hong Kong. It's called a wet market because of the fish and other animals. They're alive when they're sold. Researchers think that this virus might have crossed from animals to humans in a wet market in Wuhan. For those who don't know what this wet market is, can you describe it for us?
Yeah, it seems like this might have been the place that this coronavirus appeared from in China. So I wanted to go get a sense of, you know, what do these places look like. And it's just a very big, chaotic market. You know, it looks like a large industrial building. It's got tubs of live fish. There's people that are filleting the fish right there. The fish are flopping on the actual counters. And there's chickens in this one. They've got turtles. And these animals are also being slaughtered there. And so they refer to it as a wet market because there's water and there's blood and there's other things on the floor, you know, and they're cleaning it up as it goes. But researchers say you could get an animal virus in a situation where it moves from animals into humans and becomes a new disease. And that's what they believe happened with this coronavirus.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Hong Kong. Jason, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tanya.